T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good afternoon. I'm Susan Richard. We're getting more details on the arrest of a Long Island doctor.
Dr. William Spencer is an ear, nose, and throat specialist. He's also a Suffolk County legislator representing the 18th District. And he's been a member of an opioid task force. And so his arrest on felony drug charges would seem uncharacteristic. But the Suffolk DA, Timothy Sini, says it happened yesterday in a Huntington parking lot. Dr. Spencer agreed to meet what he thought was a prostitute. Instead, it was an undercover agent with the Drug Enforcement Administration. He allegedly offered drugs for sex.
When Dr. Spencer arrived at the arranged meeting location, which he drove to in his county-issued car, he was found to be in possession of 2 oxycodone pills, which resulted in his arrest.
Sini said Dr. Spencer also had condoms, lubricant, and a loaded gun with him, for which he does have a permit. Sini said this investigation is far from over and more charges are likely. Spencer refused to comment as he walked out of the courthouse, still wearing his scrubs. Carol DiIoria, 1010 Winds on Long Island.